Hello, this is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Trust Freeform Radio, and this is Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads.
Take me to the river. Drop me in the water.
All right, that was Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads from Stop Making Sense, the expanded edition. I was going to play the Al Green version of that song, which I love a lot, but seeing that the Stop Making Sense re-release finally got an actual date attached to it, early September, coming back to theaters, I thought it would be fitting to play that. And I also really like the Talking Heads version. I think they do a great job with that song. But, you know, the Al Green version is probably the best. Yeah, welcome to Stranger Waves, Harrison, and yeah, we're gonna do what we normally do. Got a good set list, and a lot of country this time around, which I don't know, I've just been in a mood recently, so some of that's seeping in. And other than that, we're gonna do a couple of songs by the band, seeing as Robbie Robertson died two weeks ago now. I took a break last week, so I haven't really gotten to discuss that yet, so that'll come up later in the show. But yeah, other than that, we're just going to get right back into it. Pretzel Logic reissues out, but you will not catch me spending near $40 for a single LP. That is insane, despite how good it may sound. So I was pretty happy to find a really nice used copy of Pretzel Logic this last week. So I went back and re-listened to that album, was reminded why it's generally considered one of Steely Dan's best. And yeah, this is the title track from that record. It's Pretzel Logic. Enjoy.
The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?"
Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
I feel tears welling up and down deep inside, like my gun's got a big kick. Heads down and lonely, and sharp and painful. I may never shake. You might think that I'm taking it hard since you broke me off with a car. You might wager that I'll have sorrow when I'm on there right down and bar. Now the race is on. Here comes right up the last stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding.
So you just heard The Race Is On from 1973, kind of continuing my little obsession with this RFK show that came out this year. Good stuff. And then before that, you heard the Pretzel Logic title track. Yeah, played The Race Is On because I was watching Billy and the Kids play Pier 17 in New York this past, was it Friday, I want to say? And it was a good show. I'll be honest, I can see why they haven't really caught on quite yet, because they aren't really a touring band as much as they are a group of some very talented musicians who are all kind of doing their own thing that then Bill Kreutzmann kind of brings together for a few shows at a time. So the jamming isn't really all there. And Daniel Donato was great, though. I'm very, very excited to see him in October, which is going to be a great time. But definitely the strangest highlight from the Billy and the Kids show is they go into Wharf Rat, and then the woman singing it decides to try to get the audience to sing along, which, like, I don't know, out of every Dead song you could possibly do that with, I don't think Wharf Rat's really the best choice, but I'll let you guys be the judge of that. Other than that, yeah, fun show. Maybe they'll swing by at some point. I'm not really holding my breath. I have a feeling that as much as Bill clearly loves, like, kind of mentoring the new kids and everything, the health problems are clearly still the thing that he's dealing with. And honestly, if retirement's the best option health-wise for him, I hope he takes that route. And I, you know, wish him all the best. But yeah, saw Joe Russo's Almost Dead a couple weeks ago, which I didn't get to talk about either because of that little break I took last week. Absolutely, kind of on the complete opposite. Tom Hamilton playing for both Joe Russo and Billy and the Kids, by the way. Absolutely incredible. One of the better kind of tribute acts I've seen. I really appreciate how they're just purely kind of trying to go for their own sound, as opposed to trying to really emulate any kind of era of Grateful Dead or really any other side project, which is kind of what I think holds back some of Dead & Company and some of these other acts that are around, is they're really trying too hard to kind of emulate the Grateful Dead sound, as opposed to just, you know, kind of taking this music and doing their own thing with it. I love how the drums are really front and center, because, you know, Joe Russo, the drummer, it really just great stuff. The pace is all there. A lot of really fun kind of inventive twists on some songs. And also, they completely branch out just from the Grateful Dead catalog. There's a couple of JGB songs that I heard. And even more than that, the song I'm going to play next was really out of left field. Playing some Waylon Jennings. And they even played a band song, presumably for Robbie. But yeah, this is the song that really caught me off guard and was kind of like the real start to the show. This is Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line from Waylon Jennings. I believe it was originally written by somebody else, but Jennings made it a radio hit, so I'm going to credit it to him. But yeah, hope you enjoy.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Waylon Jennings, Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line. Really great. I've been listening to a lot of Waylon Jennings kind of outside of that. I mean, great stuff. Billy Strings, the shows from Boston, finally on Nugs after all this time, which has been great because I was desperate to kind of go back and re-listen to them since I wasn't super familiar with the guy's music going in. And absolutely incredible. I think better than I kind of realized in the moment after going back and giving some of these songs another listen. A lot of the highlights are, you know, pretty long jam type stuff, as I'm sure most of you have expected from me at this point. But one of my favorite songs from him that I was in the process of getting a water and had to sprint back to my seat when I heard it start, Slow Train from Night 2. A lot of fun, so I'm going to play that. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. There we go.
I'm sick and tired of the life I live around this whole town. And I'm getting tired of crying over you. taking a slow train for a long ride. I'm gonna stay a long time, losing an old love, starting a new life. I'm taking that slow train.
Slow Train, Billy Strings, June 26th to 2023, Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm just going to be impatiently waiting for him to come back around because that was one of the best shows I've ever seen. Up next, got a Jerry Garcia Band song that was written by Bob Dylan and originally performed by the band. So, a little complicated. Robbie Robertson passed away on August 9th. Go figure, on the day that Jerry died. The band is pretty much gone at this point. He was one of the last links kind of hanging around. And I think the last piece of work he's going to put out is going to be the score for Killers of the Flower Moon, which is set to come out, I believe, in December. Maybe November, I might be wrong. I don't know. Sometime November, December. And I'm really eagerly awaiting that movie for a lot of reasons. But the score, hopefully, is one of them. Because he did the score for The Irishman, which I wasn't a huge fan of. I think it just kind of didn't fit the rest of the movie. I don't really think it was necessarily, you know, poorly made or anything like that. I just really don't think it fit kind of the energy of that movie. I think that if Robbie Robertson's going to make a score for anything or if he's going to fit for a movie, this would be it. Kind of like, you know, 1920s set in the... set in the West type thing. I think that hopefully he should produce something pretty great for that. So I Shall Be Released is a song from Big Pink, 1968. Great album. But it was originally written by Bob Dylan. He didn't really find any success with it, wanted to record it, so he decided to give it to the band. They record it, becomes pretty successful, but despite loving really the rest of that album, I'm not a huge fan of that specific recording of the song. It's the vocals in particular are a little bit rough. Let's go with that. So, of course, I was stoked to find this while I was, you know, searching for music this week. And not only is it 1989 Jerry Garcia Band, which is one of the better years, you also got Clarence Clemons on saxophone with them, and it's great. So, yeah, this is I Shall Be Released, and then we're going to do a PSA and finish off the rest of the show. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I think this is really a treat. Any kind of late 80s, early 90s JGB is going to be. But this in particular is really, really great. So I Shall Be Released. Enjoy.
They say every man can be replaced. Say every distance is not near. But I remember every face, every man who pulled me here. I've seen my light come shine from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be shining
crying out that he was framed. I've seen my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be relieved. I've seen my light come shine.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Thank you, Willie. All right, yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to that whole Jerry show after this, after I get off the air, because, my God, that's incredible, and it's only the first set, so it's going to get better. Yeah, we're going to play one more song from the band in honor of Robbie and then move on. But this is one of my favorites from really one of my favorite records of all time, which is the band's self-titled release from 1969. I, again, very lucky, was able to find... I've been searching for a cheap vinyl copy of this album for so long. I was finally able to find one that wasn't in absolute terrible condition and actually sounds pretty good for a... really old school Capitol Records release. But this is one of my favorite songs from the band self-titled, which Robbie Robertson also wrote, or at least has a writing credit on every single song on that project. And this is certainly one of the highlights. This is Rockin' Chair. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Hang around. Spent my whole life at sea, and I'm pushing age 73. Now there's only one place that was meant for me. Oh, to be home again, down in old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. We're gonna soothe away the rest of our years. We're gonna put away all of our tears. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere. Slow down, Willie boy. Your heart's gonna give right out on you. It's true, and I believe I know. Do. Turn the stern and point to shore. These seven seas won't carry us no more. Oh, to be home again, down in old Virginia.
journey with my very best friend. They call them ragtime women. I can't wait to shift that hair. With this love, I won't have no care. That big rocking chair won't go.
The sound, Willie boy, the Flying Dutchman's on the reef. It's my belief we used up all our time. This hill's too steep to climb, and the days that remain ain't worth a dime.
Rocking Chair Band, 1969. Good stuff. One of the best like folk/country rock albums ever made, and surprisingly by a band that's, I bring this up probably every time, still can't get over that they're Canadian. It's pretty funny to me. Good stuff. So another recent discovery, not discovery this week, but an artist who I've been kind of putting off for a long time listening to, and now I feel like an idiot for doing that, Sturgill Simpson, who I constantly hear brought up as like kind of one of the better modern country artists, if not the best. And I, for whatever reason, I just hadn't gotten around to actually like listening to his stuff, and I finally got around to doing that. Listened to Meta Modern Sounds in Country Music, and it was one of my favorite first listens in a super long time. The album is insanely creative, and it frankly doesn't even sound like country music, especially kind of towards the back half of it. They some really interesting decisions, pulls a lot from kind of psychedelic rock. There's some sampling even in there, which is pretty cool, and it's good stuff. This is definitely the biggest song from that record, but it's super good, and I thought I would play it. This is Long White Line from Meta Modern Sounds and Country Music by Sturgill Simpson, which, by the way, amazing name for a record. Really, really can't think of much of a better name. Yeah, enjoy.
I won't be around this old town anymore for a long, long time. Roads are looking for the end of that long white line. Gonna hit the roads, start looking for the end of that long white line. Well, I woke up, my baby was gone. Without her, don't need no home. Gonna hit the roads, start looking for the end of that long white line. Gonna hit the roads, start looking for the end of that long white line. Somebody wants to know what's become of this so-and-so. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. New York City, old St. Joe, Albuquerque, New Mexico. This old rig is humming and rolling, she's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's become Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. This old rig's coming and rolling, she's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's become of this so-and-so, tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. I won't be round this old town anymore for a long, long time. On the hit the road, start looking for the end of that night. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line.
Out at the bottom of the hill, the big creek's up and the little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you ain't stay a little longer.
Sitting in the window singing to my love, slop bucket fell from the window above. Mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick, so they laid him on the beam.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off his coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you can't stay a little longer.
Blue-eyed Sally, she lives away down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you can't stay a little longer.
See why you can't stay a little longer.
All right. right. That was Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer by Willie Nelson. And then before that, you heard Long White Line by Sturgill Simpson. And yeah, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Got one song left. It's been stuck in my head for a little bit, so thought I'd play it. Also, Bob Dylan happened to announce the next leg of this massive, like, 3-year worldwide tour that he's on right now. Funnily enough, the last, I think, like, 10 or so dates that he played, he closed every show with a Grateful Dead cover, so wonder if that'll keep continuing into this next leg of shows, because Twitter was having a lot of fun with people trying to guess which one he was going to play next, and almost always getting it wrong, because, you know, it's Bob Dylan. So yeah, this is Tangled Up in Blue from Blood on the Tracks. I don't really think this needs much introduction. It's one of the most famous songs he's ever written, but also happens to be one of my favorites. So yeah, I'm going to play this and then hand it off to the next DJ, and I'll see y'all next week. Getting close to the start of the school year. So that, and if you've been following the show, you know what that means. Schedule change. So I will keep y'all posted on what's going to happen with this show, what time slot it's going to move to. Maybe we'll get lucky and stay here if it works with my schedule, which honestly, I don't know if it will, but it's worth a shot. So yeah, this is Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan. You've been listening to Stranger Waves on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy. And have a good rest of your day, too.
Early one morning the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. Words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you,
There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that